Sometimes. Yet, sometimes the good Lord. I say sometimes the good Lord accepts his own perfection and closes his eyes and goes ahead and takes his own good time. And he makes himself a man. Yes. And sometimes that man gets hold of the idea of what it is possible for him to do. And that man lets that idea guide him as he grows and struggles and stumbles and sorrows until finally he comes into his own God-given shape and achieves his own individual and lonely place in this world. It doesn't happen very often, oh no. But when it does, then even the stones will cry out in witness to his vision. And the hills and towers will echo his words and deeds, and his examples will live in the hearts of men forever. The Master doesn't make many like that, because that kind of man is dangerous to the sloppy ways of the world. That kind of man loves truth even more than he loves his life, or his wife, or his children. Because he's been designated and set aside to do the hard tasks that have to be done. That kind of man will do what he sees as justice, even if the earth yawns and swallows him down. And even then, his deeds will persist in the land forever. So you look at him. You look at him a while. And be thankful that the Lord let such a man touch our lives, even if it were for only a little while.